Paradise Lost. Adam was driven from Eden, and the angels who before his transgression had been appointed to guard him in his Eden home were now appointed to guard the gates of paradise and the way of the tree of life, lest he should return, gain access to the tree of life, and sin be immortalized. Sin drove man from paradise, and sin was the cause of the removal of paradise from the earth. In consequence of transgression of God's law, Adam lost paradise. In obedience to the Father's law and through faith in the atoning blood of his Son, paradise may be regained. Repentance toward God, because his law has been transgressed, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ as man's only Redeemer, will be acceptable with God. Notwithstanding man's sinfulness, the merits of God's dear Son in his behalf will avail with the Father. Satan was determined to succeed in his temptation of the sinless Adam and Eve, and he could reach even this holy pair more successfully through the medium of appetite than in any other way. The fruit of the forbidden tree seemed pleasant to the eye and desirable to the taste. They ate and fell. They transgressed God's just command and became sinners. Satan's triumph was complete. He then had the vantage ground over the race. He flattered himself that through his subtlety, he had thwarted the purpose of God in the creation of man. Satan made his exulting boast to Christ and to loyal angels that he had succeeded in gaining a portion of the angels in heaven to unite with him in his daring rebellion. And now that he had succeeded in overcoming Adam and Eve, he claimed that their Eden home was his. He proudly boasted that the world which God had made was his dominion, that having conquered Adam, the monarch of the world, he had gained the race as his subjects and should now possess Eden, making that his headquarters, and would there establish his throne and be monarch of the world. But measures were immediately taken in heaven to defeat Satan and his plans. Strong angels with beams of light like flaming swords turning in every direction were placed as sentinels to guard the way of the tree of life from the approach of Satan and the guilty pair. Adam and Eve had forfeited all right to their beautiful Eden home and were now expelled from it. The earth was cursed because of Adam's sin and was ever after to bring forth briars and thorns. While he lived, Adam was to be exposed to the temptations of Satan and was finally to pass through death to dust again.